We appreciate good songs, and I thought about as the brother sang that song, I Won't Have to Worry. Growing up in Buffington Baptist Church when I was a boy, we had Deacon Cleve Johnson and his wife Aljo, and Deacon L.C. Cash and his wife Laureen. And you could just about count on about twice a month, they'd get up and sing that song, I Won't Have to Worry. And you could just about count on Sister Laureen or Sister Aljo one. They was going to get shouting while they sang it. And you say, well, preacher, if they sung it that much, you probably got tired of it. No, it was good, as Brother Robbie preached about, to hear it, to see it, and to feel it. And I don't know, sometimes it seemed like things meant more to people. I enjoyed the songs. I appreciate that last song about praising him. And you'll understand why here in a minute, but it's what's on our heart. You pray for us, as Brother Randy said, we need your prayers tonight just as much as we did earlier in the week. And it seemed like this week's really went by quickly. And I've enjoyed being here. I appreciate it. It's been 16 years ago since we were here the last time, 2010, in revival. And one thing I found, God's just as good now as what he was then. Amen. And I tell you, I believe being 16 years older, I appreciate him even the more. I know this is going to sound silly to a lot of you, and you're not being a preacher, you're not going to understand it. We'll finish here tonight. We'll regroup tomorrow and get ready for another week next week and the next week. And we got about 7 weeks left. And the older you get, you appreciate the memories of these revivals. There may be a day when I'm older, if God allows me to live, I may sit around Brother Mike and I may think about these services that I've been blessed to be in. I believe I remember that young man Sunday that got up and just said that was a picture of beauty to me as him and his dad walked down the aisle together and got down here and prayed, and the grandmother praying over there, and then him being able to get up and say the Lord saved him. Amen. What a blessing. Amen. What a joy. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, if hadn't seen anything else, it'd been well worth my trip. But I come looking for something else tonight, and I've enjoyed being here. I truly have. You pray for us. Never have read this scripture try to preach on. Never have, but it's what's on our heart. We can get back to it here, and you pray for us. I've got other scriptures I'm going to read, but this is this first one here. I was reading this morning early, and this just all kind of came together how it did, and I'm just going to give it to you the way the Lord gave to me, I hope. The book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 23 tonight, and then we're going to read over in the book of John, chapter 12. And then we're going to read over in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 2. Not a lot of reading, just what's on our heart. We're going to read one verse in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 23. Well, actually, I'm going to read a few more than that, but you pray for us. Book 1 Chronicles chapter 23, the Bible said, now the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years and upward, and their number by their poles, man by man, was 30,000, of which 24,000 were to set forward the work of the house of the Lord, and 6,000 were officers and judges. Moreover, 4,000 were porters. And this is the part of the verse that I want to get to. And I sat there in my chair this morning when I read this. I don't know, just the way that it came unto me when I read it. It said, and 4,000 praise the Lord with the instruments which I made, said David, to praise therewith. I know Brother Robbie mentioned last night about them. I was just reading this morning, reading through John, and Brother Robbie mentioned some of those last night, even the one Nicodemus over there, and he mentioned Joseph. But I believe this is different than what this says here in the 12th chapter of the book of John. I believe, like Robbie, I believe those men believed upon him. But I want you to listen to what it says in the 12th chapter of John, verse 42 and 43. It said, "Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God." And in the book 1 Peter, chapter 2, you pray for us. I won't just do what the Lord wants me to do this evening. Book of 1 Peter, chapter 2, we're going to start with the 9th verse. Familiar scripture. It says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy." And that's all we feel like reading this evening. We ask that you might pray for just a little while. I'd like to be able to truly, I know it's Friday night. I know a lot of you probably worked all week and probably tired. And you know what? The devil will tell all of us it'd be good with just kind of shuffle it on through and get on to the house. And we'll meet back on Sunday and we'll start over. But you know, it could be somebody's very life this evening that needs help. Somebody might have not moved yet like they should. And somebody may be weighed in the balance this evening. And I hope and I pray that the Lord would just, and I ask the Lord today that he just let me get beside myself for a little while and not lean on anything that I might know. I really appreciate the message. I appreciate all of them this week. Brother Robbie, and it's been good to be here. I hope you feel like that it's been good to be here. You know, sometimes somebody said it last night as they was passing through. Sometimes you just kind of endure. But I'm glad sometimes that we can enjoy the good things of God. But I thought about it. And I tell you, it kept ringing, Brother Randy, over and over. About those Levites. 4,000 of them. Their job was to do nothing but praise the Lord with the instruments that David had made specifically to praise the Lord. How many times have you heard it? And I don't know if you feel like it, but you've heard it. I believe there might have been even a song that said, "I was born to praise the Lord." Why, listen, our praise, Brother Crawford, has seemingly gotten a little smaller. I know about it today. The world's gotten bigger, but our praise has gotten smaller. Why, preacher, what do you mean? The world is still at the same size.
good tonight. I know it's Friday night. But I want to give you what I got. Sometimes I have to turn to the back.
But just singing about gets him excited. We hang our heads sometimes and act like we've lost our best friend. That ain't what the world needs. What the world needs is to hear our praise tonight. If you ain't got nothing to praise him about, if you ain't never been saved by God's grace, if God dealt with your heart, it'd be a good time to find him tonight. Precious. And you can leave from here rejoicing. I don't know about you, but the Bible said them rulers there in John, they believed on him, but they wouldn't confess. I don't know what you believe. I just got to believe the scripture with the heart. And Brother Robbie preached last night how we believe under righteousness.
Thank you. do himself harm. And then the Lord got hold of him. I preach, we ain't got near as much joy. I thought about this today. You know what? I thought about old Philip. The Bible said Saul was wreaking havoc on the church. They done executed Stephen. They done stoned him to death. And the Bible said that he was wreaking havoc on the church. I carried men and women to jail. You hear me? And some of them got dispersed. And old Philip went down to Samaria. You know what the Bible said about Philip? You read it for yourself. You know what he did? I'm going to tell you in case you don't. The Bible said that he preached Jesus unto him. Hear me today. I'm not here to preach to you, Joy, or Robbie, or Randy, or Mike. We can't help you, but Jesus can.
Yeah. preach Jesus. Yeah.
excited. I'd want to be one of them 4,000. I can't play not musical instrument one. I remember when I used to come over here years ago, this part over here would be lined up, instruments, and y'all play them, sing. I don't know where all them gone. They ain't here no more. But it don't matter. I couldn't have played one of them anyway. But God gave me an instrument. God gave me a voice to praise Him. And if God had removed my voice, there's a little woman lived across from Lebanon Baptist Church. You hear me? She was faithful to that church. And one day she had a stroke and couldn't speak no more. But here's what she'd do. She'd take that old cane she had. She'd hit the ground with it. We had hardwood floor. She'd hit it quiet. And then she'd raise it up. Nobody had to ask her what she was saying. They know she was praising the Lord. And you hear me? If you ain't even got a voice, you can still praise.
Amen.
If you got something to praise, you see, if you ain't never been saved, all you got to tell about is the world.
That's it. Yeah.
You go up on the church porch, they talk about the fishing tournament, the deer stand, some ball game. It'll be a rare occasion you'll ever hear anybody talk about the Lord. I'm not by right before we're going to church. And that's why, because there ain't nobody got much praise. I'm going to praise. I believe the Lord. I can't help it. This is my heart. I got to tell somebody. You know, I believe even men that he used to tell, that man was the only one I knew of there for a long time, that he ever told him, go back and tell you people what I've done. He used to say, don't go and tell nobody. I don't think they can help it. I believe when they got far down the road, they say, I met a man. Even that wild man said, hey, whether he been a sinner, I don't know. But one thing I do know is that I was blind, but now I see.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you tonight, he's still worthy to be praised.
Amen.
Y'all sang that song about praise. Hear me. They used to sing in our old songs. I never will forget. That song that says, and I'll sing hallelujah. And you'll sing hallelujah. And we all sing hallelujah. When we get home. You can go over in 19th chapter of Revelation and talk about hallelujah. They don't spell it like we do, it's the same thing. And in a little while, that last one said, and then I heard with a loud, thunderous voice how people joined in together and just said hallelujah. Hey, sometimes I like to hear people say hallelujah. Sometimes I like to hear them say amen. Sometimes I just want to hear them say anything about God. What got you? Where's it at? I remember being blessed in my life. I remember years ago, Sister Kathy would get up and she'd sing that song y'all saw the other night. When life's I still sing it. I don't know. And that's not geared towards Sister Kathy. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that was a blessing in my life. I've heard people get up and couldn't even sing a song. It had no tune about them at all, but yet they just said praising the Lord. And it didn't matter to them at that moment if it was in tune or not. Brother Robbie last night talked about singing harmony, singing part. I don't know what he's talking about. Never tried to do it. But I bet it sounds good, and I'm sure it does, I'm not crazy. But I can't imagine that sounds good. But I'm naturally crazy. For good times in my life. I'm not talking about before I got saved. I'm talking about after I got saved. There wasn't no wounds on the tree.
Yeah.
putting on meat on the vine. But yes, I'm still going to rejoice. Still got something praying about. I'll tell you something tonight. I believe this will be the church with obnoxious words to tell you to make you feel better. After the Lord saved me, listen to me. If the Lord of Crafton had never, ever blessed me again, if he stopped right now today and see 2 years old, I live to be 100, and he never, ever blessed me again, I've already got so much that it's done for me. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Yeah, I believe it. I said, yeah. He said, "Do you believe that he was crucified, buried, and rolled on the third day?" I said, "I sure do." He said, "Well, you're saved. Praise God. Go home and tell your mom." But I didn't have nothing to tell. There hadn't been no change. But a few months later, when I was 7, God came by the message. And when I left there that day, we didn't have no cell phones. We had, but when I got home, I wanted to tell some folks what had just happened to me. I remember the first time I tried to pray. We used to have them old college prayer meetings. I don't know if any of y'all had them. I sat there on Friday night. Lord said, I got up, and all I said was, "I want to thank the Lord for saving my soul." I thought, "Well, boy, that wasn't nothing, but you know what happened? So many people said,
told him this before. I said, "I don't know why in the world, any other reason than the Lord put me here. Because I'm not decided about a whole lot of nothing else. But I love the church house. And I love God's people."
Yeah.
And a lot of you think it's wrong for me to say, and I love to be able to preach. I'm not asking nobody to be able to preach. But when the Lord comes, I enjoy it just as much as anybody else.
Amen.
You know why I can praise him? I'll read it to you again. It's because he's called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but are now obtained mercy. Ain't you glad us old rotten Gentiles were brought into this great plan of salvation? He said, "I have sheep which are not of this fold, but I will bring them in." Ain't you glad he did it? We were not once a people. That's like Brother Robbie said last night, and I believe that to be the truth. Listen, here a while back, when I say this, it may have been some of you, and I'm not trying to believe me, I'm not.
lot of people put signs in their yard that said, stand with Israel, stand with Israel. So I thought the Robert Church. It's not one that's a Jew out there. It's one that's a Jew
inward.
And I'm not going over to Jerusalem. Huh?
Thank you.